Okay, tonight we're going to be looking at another one, lessons on the fool and the wise man. And as we've talked in the last couple of weeks, and some of you haven't been here, so you haven't seen all this, but you know, how do we tell the difference between a pig and a sheep? And we identified there that there's a difference between their skin and their way they're built, their nose, their likes, the things they like and dislike, their food, their digestion, all kinds of stuff. And so there's lots of differences between these two critters, and yet we can tell the difference of that, but we oftentimes have a difficult time telling the difference between a wise man and a fool. And I hope in the last two lessons we've identified some things that will help us tell the difference between a wise man and a fool. And we've got two more lessons after this to continue on with this, but tonight we're going to be looking at how these two, the wise man and the fool, interact with parents. And the book of Proverbs has quite a bit to say about this, and there's lots in there for us to learn. So let's just take a look at what he has for us here. First of all, the Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 1 says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." Right? The word heaviness there refers to grief. He is a grief to his mother. He's a heavy grief to his mother. And so that causes problems. Proverbs 15, verse 5. "A fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent." All right, so here the fool can't stand. He despises. It just means I can't stand this. It's repulsive to me. I can't stand instruction. And the word instruction there deals primarily with discipline and chastening. All right, so the fool says, "I don't like being disciplined. I don't like being chastened. I want to be able to do what I want to do." And he doesn't want his father giving him direction and guidance in these areas. Then Proverbs 15, verse 20. Proverbs 15, verse 20. "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother." All right, here the word means to treat his mother as if she's rotten or worthless. Despises her. And that's tragic when people grow up a young, and then they despise their parents and just treat them like they're worthless, rotten people, and that they've done terrible things to them. And, you know, parents aren't perfect, but at the same time, we need to respect them. We need to have some honor and respect. So God says a person that does that is a fool. And then another example is in Proverbs 17, verse 21. Proverbs 17, 21. "He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy." So here it's talking about mom and dad. So to give birth to a fool causes the mother great grief. And, you know, rightfully so. And he says there that the father has no reason for rejoicing either. And the foolish child breaks their hearts. All right, so here's a foolish child that's breaking the heart of his parents because of his foolishness and the way that he's acting. So not a good thing. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 25. Verse 17:25, "A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her that bare him." Once again, he's a grief. This word here refers to a vexation or a grief or a frustration. So a lot of different words that are used, and it's very interesting, especially, let me just stop for a moment and pause on this. When you go through the book of Proverbs, and most of you have an app on your phone that you can actually look up the definitions of the words in the original language. And that is really helpful. And this is why. Because see here, we've seen this word grief different times before, but it refers to a vexation or grief or a frustration. So each of these words have a little bit of different nuances with them, and you can learn a lot by just checking on that and seeing how the word is actually used in other places. And it's not just in these verses. All through especially the book of Proverbs, the Proverbs has a lot of different little differences between words. Even like the words wise, the word wise is, there's several different words for wisdom and wise, and there's several different words for fool. And if you look them up, each one, it's just slight differences, not a lot, but slight differences, and it just helps you to get a little bit of a different view on it, and it can be a real help. And then Proverbs 19:13. "A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping." All right. Here the fool is said that he is a destructive ruin to his father. He is a calamity. He's ruining his father. Maybe ruining his reputation. It may be ruining him financially. It may be ruining him physically even. He is a destruction or a ruin to his father. And the fighting wife is also destructive to her father. All right. So to her husband as well, but it's in the context here of this. So both of them are destructive, and it's not just males that are the troublemakers, and a lot of these seem to refer to a son and the male object, but females can be a grief as well. Okay. Proverbs 28:7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. Right, now, being the opposite of the wise son here is, and we'll see the same in the next verse we're going to look at here. So here is an unwise son that makes friends with riotous and worthless people. Riotous or worthless people. And this shames his father. You know, the people that we make friends with is very significant. If we make friends with the wrong kind of people, it's going to hurt us, but it's also going to hurt others that are affiliated with us. It's going to be hard on our family and even our parents. We shame them if we make friends of the wrong kind of people. So it's important who we make as our friends. Proverbs 29:15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Now here he's not literally called a fool, but he's the opposite of the wise man in the first part of the verse. And so the parent of the unwise child lets him do as he pleases rather than disciplining him, and therefore his sinful nature causes him to shame his mother. And you know, that is something that so many parents need to learn today. They think that, you know, that if I just let Johnny do his own thing and he'll eventually get out of his bad streak and he'll be okay. But it doesn't work that way. God says foolishness is bound in the heart of a child and the rod of correction shall drive it from him. And that there needs to be discipline in order to help these children. And it's not the unkind thing to do. It's actually the very loving thing to do to try to help them so that they can grow up and be decent law-abiding citizens. And then we look at the other side, the wise man. Okay, these are more enjoyable. We see here in Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 1, the Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father, but the foolish son is the heaviness to his mother. All right, we saw the first of this verse, we talked about the heaviness of his mother, but here, the wise son brings joy and gladness to his father. All right, so that's a wonderful thing here, to bring joy and gladness when there's a child is wise. And you know, every one of us who have children know that, you know, when our children have done something that was wise, or they've turned out right, or they've made good progress in a particular area, that brings joy to our hearts. And that is what he's referring to here. Then Proverbs 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. All right, so here the wise son's listening to his father. He's hearing and obeying that instruction. Remember that word instruction there. Again, this word refers to discipline and correction. And you wouldn't know that by just looking at the word instruction. But when you look up that word, you click on the little word and look up what it means. Yep, sure enough, there it is. It's discipline and correction. And so here he's hearing and obeying the discipline and the correction. And this is a wise thing for him to do. Proverbs 15, verse 5. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. All right, so a wise son keeps or observes the verbal reproofs of his parents. All right, so reproof is when you get after someone verbally. And that's what is a wise son says, yes, I don't need to have corporal discipline. I'll listen to when you tell me I was wrong, and I'll change and I'll do what's right. That's a good thing. That's a wise son. And God says there, this is a wise thing for him to do, because he regards or he listens to and he observes the reproof that his parents give him. But you take a child that won't listen to parents, they tell him what to do and he just ignores them, there's a child that's going to cause grief to his family and to himself and to God as well. So there's a real problem there that needs to be dealt with. Now, Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Alright, so this is the same as Proverbs 10 and verse number 1, except that here it contrasts one who despises. Alright, so it's very similar there, but here the wise son makes a glad father. And that really is the big emphasis throughout the book of Proverbs. When he's talking about parents and the wise and the fool, he's saying the wise one will make his parents happy and glad, the foolish one's gonna break their heart. And we know that to be true so many times. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Now remember, we've said before that the word prudent there is usually another word for wise. All right, prudence and wisdom are interchangeable throughout the book of Proverbs particularly. And to be prudent is to act wisely. And this wisdom cannot be inherited. Such a wife is a gift from God. All right, so that is a blessing here. God tells us here that when a woman is a prudent wife, she's a gift from God to her husband. And that is a real compliment on her part, and God is doing that for her. Now, Proverbs chapter 23, verses 24 and 25. All right, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. All right, so here there's several different things. A wise son is skillful and prudent or learned. All right, so the idea there that of being being this wise son here is talking about one who is skillful, prudent, or learned, and he gives his parents great joy. And wisdom is the evidence that his parents were successful in their rearing of the child. So that's an important aspect there. And the parents always are, rejoice. They're proud of the children when the children have done something that has honored them or been good in society and done what is right, and that is pleasing to the Lord. And so it's a good thing for us to keep in mind. Now, Proverbs 28, verse 7. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. So one who's keeping the law, when a son chooses to keep the law, and the word keep there refers to guarding it or observing the law. It's the idea of obeying the laws of either his father's laws or God's laws or even the laws of the land, instead of choosing to do it his own way. And also instead of choosing, as the rest of the verse goes on, instead of choosing friends that are worthless and are going to pull him away. God says it's far better for him to regard the laws of his dad and of God and of the land and do what is right than to choose worthless friends that are going to turn him away. And that is something we've seen over and over again, and that's sad. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse number 3. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. Alright, so when a young man wisely chooses to keep morally pure, this causes his fathers to rejoice. Alright, so this is a way of also just keeping the parents joyful and rejoicing in a young person's keeping themselves pure and away from the ungodly immoralities of our world. And there's so much of that out there today. And you know, each of us, especially us men, we need to be on guard all the time, but the internet especially, there's so much garbage on there. We need to guard our hearts and guard our eyes and keep ourselves focused on right things. Okay, some summary of what we've looked at here. The fool, alright, he grieves and burdens his parents. Alright, when it comes to parents, he grieves and burdens them. He despises their correction. Can't stand them getting after me all the time. And he ruins his father's reputation. And he shames his parents. And he despises his mother. And he makes riotous friends. And he's allowed to do as he pleases. Not a wise, good thing to do. And he chooses worthless friends. All right, so these are all characteristics of the fool. Now as we look at the wise person, all right, the wise person brings joy to his parents and listens and obeys his parents. And he listens to their verbal rebuke. And he brings gladness to his parents. And he obeys the law. And he avoids worthless friends. and he keeps himself pure. Now take a look at the contrast. Alright? So on the one side we got the fool that does his own thing, disobeys, shames his father, despises him, doesn't like to be corrected, doesn't want anybody telling him what to do. He chooses worthless friends. He's made a mess of his life. But on this side, we see the opposite. A person who's willing to obey, and he listens, and he does what is right, and he doesn't have to be disciplined. Just the verbal rebuke will correct him, and he obeys the laws, and he avoids those worthless friends, and keeps himself pure. And this person's a wise person. And you know, each of us, if we were hiring someone for a job opportunity, and you saw two people come in, one of them had those qualities, and the other one had these qualities, it wouldn't take a genius to figure out which one you'd want to choose. Alright, anybody in the right mind, even an unsaved person that wants nothing to do with God, if he saw a list of these traits about two different people, he'd be crazy to choose that guy over there rather than this one. And so we need to cultivate these. We need to cultivate them, first of all, in our own lives, and then cultivate them in our children as well, the best that we can. Now, some questions to ponder. How do you respond to discipline and reproof, as a wise person or as a fool? You know, when someone gets after us, and most of us here are, I guess all of us are adults here tonight. There'll be some listening to it that aren't. But as adults, even, you know, when someone gets after us or corrects us or says, you know, that wasn't the right thing to do, or maybe our spouse gets after us about something, you know, how do we respond? Do we respond as a person who will listen and change, or do we respond as a fool that says, you know, don't tell me what to do, I'm going to do it my way? Well, we need to be very careful about that. How do we treat our parents? You know, as a wise person or as a fool? And again, some of you or your parents are already gone. But if your parents are still alive, you know, how do we treat them? Even now as adults, you know, we still have to have respect toward our parents and honor them. Even we may not be under their authority in the sense of, you know, as we were when we were children. But we still need to have that respect and honor for them. Do or did you bring joy or grief or shame to your parents? Right? We need to ask ourselves, how did I act when I was a kid? What kind of a child was I? Was I one that brought them grief? You know, I think back of my own childhood, and I mean, I was no little angel. I caused my own share of problems. I remember my mom, she was always telling me one little phrase that I hated to hear. She'd say, "Scott, if you're really sorry, you won't do that again." Oh, I used to hate hearing that because I always knew how rotten I was, and I knew I'd end up doing it again. And you know, I know I was a bad boy. But you know, you think about that, you know, those are the kind of things that bring grief to parents. And we need
what
to be...
What about when parents bring grief to the children?
Well, that's a different story, and we're not dealing with that right here tonight. But it's still the same kind of thing. All right, now, do or did your friends grieve or rejoice your parents? All right, the friends that you choose. What kind of friends did you choose? Were they friends that made your parents happy, or were they friends that caused grief to your parents? And parents ought to be wise enough to intervene and say, hang on now, those aren't the kind of friends you need to have. You shouldn't be having those kind of friends. I don't want you hanging around with that kind of a person anymore. They're going to hurt you. And the child sometimes doesn't understand. They may say, well, I don't understand, you know. Who am I supposed to play with if I don't play with them? Because they're my friend. And, you know, the parents need to then sit them down and go through some of these things and say, all right, now let's just talk about your friend. All right? What kind of qualities does he have? Does he have the qualities or the traits that picture him as a fool or as a wise person? And, you know, if they can see that themselves, and that's the whole reason we're going through this, is to help us, especially in teaching children, to help them to be able to look at it and say, all right, now look, your friend, he talks back to his parents, he doesn't obey, he's always getting in trouble, and he doesn't want to follow the rules. You know, which one of these guys does he look like? Well, yeah, he looks like the fool. Well, what's God say? Stay away from the fool. All right, so it'll help us in our own lives, but it'll also help us when we're dealing with our children. And then ask yourself the question, are you seeking to live wisely and prudently? And, you know, that really needs to be the passion of our heart. I want to be a wise person. I want to be prudent. I want to have the wisdom of God, and I want to be led and guided by God. And can you truly say that you love wisdom? We ought to. We ought to. Wisdom is the God-given ability to make right choices. We need that God-given ability to make right choices, and it comes only from God. And we need to be seeking the Scriptures and asking God, God, show me from the Scriptures your mind so that I can make wise choices in life. Wise choices of friends, wise choices of places I go, wise choices of the things I say and the things I do and the things I think about. And I need to make wise choices. So God, I need your help. I need your wisdom. Then how can you become wise in your conduct and its results? You know, that's something that is really important. We need to ask that question. How can I change? You know, if you have to look in the mirror and you say, yeah, I've made a lot of foolish choices and I'm not very wise, how can I change? Well, first of all, learn from instruction and discipline and determine to change. All right, there's got to be a desire. If you don't have a desire and a determination to change, you're never going to change. And you need to be willing to learn from the instruction and discipline. So when someone gets after you and says, this isn't right, instead of saying, no, don't tell me, no, we'll say, all right, you're right, I got to learn. I got to admit, you know, that I was wrong, I got to learn, and just seek to change. Then remember what Romans 14:7 says, where it says, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Honor those who have invested in your life. All right, well, you don't live to yourself. It's my own life, leave me alone. I'll do what I want. Well, yeah, but your life has an influence on a lot of other people. And so does mine. And so it isn't just so I can say I can do what I want because it's my life and I can do what I want with my life. Well, there's some truth to that, but there's also the truth that God says here that we don't live to ourselves. We have an influence on others. Just as we saw all through Proverbs now, what did he say? He said a wise man is going to make his parents happy and a foolish child is going to make his parents sad and break their heart and make them grieve. And so we do have an influence on others. Our parents and our friends and our neighbors and other people around us, we do have an influence on them, so we need to be very careful how we live. Then we need to choose wise friends. Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You know, that is a verse we really need to memorize. That is a key verse on this whole topic. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. We need wise friends. That's true for us adults as much as it is for the children. We need wise friends. Then we need to ask God to give us a love for his wisdom. And then study the scriptures with a passion to get to know God. You know, that's where we're going to get our wisdom is from God. We're not going to get our wisdom from reading the newspaper or watching the news or you know, those kind of things. That's not going to give us our wisdom. We're going to get our wisdom from God. And so the more we study his word, the more we're going to be able to absorb his wisdom and pick up his wisdom and gain from him. So we need to spend quality time in the scriptures. And then God's closing advice for us here. Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out and the young eagle shall eat it. It's kind of a gory verse. But God's getting a message across very clearly. He's saying, young people, listen, if you disobey your parents and you mock your father and mother and you disobey them, you're going to be like the ravens of the, you know, young ravens come down and they pick out the eyes of the creatures that they're eating and they're trying to capture and stuff like that. And he says, you know, you're going to that bad things are going to happen to you. I don't think that God's literally saying that the ravens and eagles are going to come down and poke your eyes out if you are bad. But the idea is there's going to be bad things happen. It's not going to be good if we do wrong. And there's going to be problems. And then lastly, Exodus 20:12. Exodus 20. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Exodus 20:12. If we will honor our fathers and mother, then God says that our days will be long in the land. And that is a blessed promise from God. We need to honor our parents. God will bless.